making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Oh my God,
Solak and Bertrand.
I figured some stuff out listening to this song and watching this video. Susanna Hoffs.
Look what happened there.
Yeah.
Figured some things out in your life, huh?
I did. This is what it's all about.
I bet.
You're creepy. Susanna Hoffs, there's nothing creepy about Susanna Hoffs. And I will not.
Is it like a Belinda Carlisle go-go thing?
No. Way more. Teach me. Yes. Teach me things.
Big series this weekend, Red Sox and Yankees.
Oh, thank God.
Well, we thank God. What, the baseball season hasn't been any good?
No, it's been good. I mean, just get to play finally a good team.
Oh, thank God.
Get a good litmus test.
I can watch my Yankees this weekend.
The Angels have been so competitive.
I haven't seen them in so long.
They rested Judge. He's ready to go.
Yankee-loving Zoe over here.
See Judge playing long toss with that kid up in the stands?
Yeah, I did.
Toss him. That's nice. Good guy.
Oh, yeah.
Just a good guy.
You're unbelievable.
What?
Unbelievable.
We'll see how he does this weekend. Hopefully, he could hit. He's a good hitter.
Yeah, because everyone keeps saying he's such a bad hitter.
Hit Sunday. Hit Sunday.
Steve Pierce last night traded to the Red Sox. That now means he's played for every team in the American League East. But he's hit lefties, as you heard Alex Cora say in headlines. And that is what matters. This, to me, wipes out I'm pretty sure the Mark Canna thing is off the table. That means Steve Pierce is their guy. You know what that means, though?
What's it mean?
It means that we're getting closer. At least in theory, our theory, we'd be getting closer to Jackie Bradley Jr.
We keep saying that.
Being replaced, but there's a problem.
He's starting to hit.
He's hitting. What the hell is this?
We're going to call that a hit streak.
That's a win streak.
Win streak.
You changed that quote.
Just what you did. We call that a winning streak.
This is a problem. This is an issue.
It's not a problem. He's going to maintain. Give me a freaking break. Be right back down the month.
Well,
would he break 200?
He's got 5 hits in his last 3 games, and that includes 2 home runs. He had a good series against the Angels. Jackie Bradley Jr. decided to hit. But the Red Sox can't bank on him hitting, so they're still going to have to go out there and get some outfield help. And now, with Steve Pierce, they could do that. Pierce can play the outfield. You can move Benintendi to center as needed.
Jones had a classic tweet last night. Who's
Which
the pitcher?
Was?
No, N-O-E. Ramirez, I think, was the pitcher.
Ramirez?
Does it count if he's the pitcher? Does the home run count if he's pitching?
It's a good question.
I replied, N-O-E. No way.
It's a fair question.
Yeah. Typical Jones, though. Just find one negative in a home run. Like, give the guy credit. Hit a home run. That shot by Devers. Jesus, he went yard.
Speaking of Devers, John Heyman has this.
I'll ride that train more than the Jackie Bradley train.
Get John Devers Heyman, going. Which is at fancredsports.com.
Wait a minute.
Wasn't he Fan Rag?
Fan Rag. Now it's... Isn't that Fan Cred that...
No, Fan
Twitter
Rag
thing?
Sports is still a thing. So Heyman now writes at fancredsports.com.
Jesus. He's got like 4 jobs in 1 year. He's moving.
Take wherever the paychecks come from.
Hell yeah.
Heyman says this, Devers isn't going anywhere. The Red Sox are being asked about Rafael Devers, but one source insists, quote, he's not going anywhere. A rival agrees. My guess is that source means that's a Red Sox source, because he states that, and then he says a rival agrees. Well, a rival to who? The other source? It'll be a rival to the Red Sox and a Red
connection.
Sox source.
Yeah, and his Yankee connection.
It says a rival agrees, quote, if Boston traded Devers, they should immediately report to a psychiatrist. That exec also put it this way, he's just a puppy. He's done well. He's done okay at third base, and he'll hit 35 or 40 home runs someday. The Red Sox are said not to be concerned about their limited offensive production at catcher. They like the defense and game calling they get from Christian Vasquez and Sandy Leon, who have practically the same stats. I'm not worried about that either, but the bottom of your lineup, on the whole, with Jackie Bradley Jr., is a bit of a problem. Bit of a problem here. Meanwhile, they're shopping Swihart. Remember Swihart asked for a trade?
Yeah.
And they said, no, we'll play you more?
Yeah.
Well, now they're shopping him.
Yeah, because he's got value.
Even as the Red Sox upgrading their bullpen.
But he's got value.
This from Sean McAdam, BostonSportsJournal.com. Even as the Red Sox eye upgrading their bullpen and obtaining a right-handed bat, the club is also letting teams know that catcher-slash-utility man Blake Swihart is very much available in a deal. In a perfect world, the Red Sox would be able to use Swihart to address their top needs, solving two problems: getting something of value for a player who has yet to make an impact, but is stuck on the major league roster because of his lack of options, while at the same time addressing some of their own roster needs. Swihart's back on the table. We tried to trade him already this week. We tried to trade him. We tried to trade Steven Wright before he went on the DL. That leaves us with trading Drew Pomeranz, which I still believe is on the table. I heard Felger and Murray discussing this yesterday, and I wholeheartedly agree with Jim Murray on this and disagree with Felger and Jim Lauf. You want to use Drew Pomeranz in the eighth inning? Joe Kelly sucked again last night.
Yeah, you might need him, though. That's
okay.
The thing. Yeah.
Joe Kelly's turning back into Joe Kelly. So you want to put Pomeranz in those situations?
I don't know. I mean, you look at the way David Price came out at the end of the year.
Who the hell does Drew Pomeranz scare coming out of the bullpen in the eighth?
I'm just saying, based on what you have and what he's compared to, what's Murray call it? The wheel of crap? The Alex Cora wheel of crap of setup guys? I don't know. I mean, you go back to Joe Kelly a month ago, Kelly was pretty good. Price talking about voting him in for the All-Star game. Now, I laughed at it, and I got scolded for it. Like, Joe Kelly's been one of your best things all year. Really? Well, that found water. You may take anything at that point. Game on the line. One game open between you and New York. This thing's coming down. You really want to go to Joe Kelly, or maybe you want to go to a guy like Drew Pomeranz that nobody's seen. Sort of that, I don't want to say it's a secret weapon, but my God, you take anything over what you have right now. It's the only reason you say that. It's not like, hey, you love Drew Pomeranz.
Wait till you see Pomeranz come in and throw you an 89-mile-an-hour fastball. Woo-hoo! In the eighth
That's
inning.
Nasty.
Wait till he throws that 84-mile-an-hour cutter. Look out! He doesn't scare anybody.
That's why Kelly's got the advantage, because that guy can throw heat.
He does, but he doesn't have the consistent control.
It's the only reason they like Kelly.
Well, there's something to be said for that, but still, I don't think Drew Pomeranz is your answer. So go out and get something with him. Use him as a chip. 617-779-0985. We'll get to your Red Sox calls coming up next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, she comes around. She's about 5'4". I'm from her head to the ground. You know, she comes around here. I just about midnight. She make her feel so good, love. She make her feel all right. And her name is G.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five.
You know what this reminds me of, Zoe? Beginning of
the Doors.
The Outsiders. This is the
Come
music.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
No, this is when Johnny is Johnny and Pony Boy are walking and they meet up with Dally and they go to the vacant lot where the kids are playing cards and they're like,
I got you.
Play 50 deep pickup. It's like, I don't like little kids. I don't like them. Get out of here!
Go to your calls on Red Sox Yankees this weekend. Blair is in Maine. Hey, Blair.
What's going on? What a beautiful summer to beat up on those Yankees.
This is the Blair in Maine.
Yeah.
What do you got for us today?
Who's a Yankees fan in the studio that needs to hear about those stinking Yankees that suck?
Yeah, what do you got?
Scott Zolak.
Go.
Scott and Zolak. Boo Yankees.
Oh, my God.
Got me.
Look at the intern. He takes pride in that call. You're taking pride in that. Like, yeah.
Take your shirt off.
I put that on the board. Put that on the board.
Turn it inside out. Jesus. Got a Sub-Zo shirt on. Him.
Hey, what's going on? So here's the teams that I have. They might not win. I have Houston.
Is that, are you going to do your bracket, Houston. Blair? What are you calling
bracket.
For?
Not
what are you
whole,
doing?
I don't understand what you're... Not the whole bracket. Andy's in Peabody. Andy.
Hello.
Hello, Andy.
Hello, you Brit.
Oh, it's a wonderful Friday, isn't it? Yes. My issue is with Red Sox fans. Yeah. How many times have they gone to the World Series and won over 100 games in the regular season?
Zero.
In the last 18 years.
Well, they haven't won 100 games since 1946. They lost three.
Thank you. It makes no difference. Keep it close in the regular season. But they were embarrassingly bad in the last two postseasons. There's no prediction, judging by what we're seeing right now, with what they're going to do in playoffs.
See, and I think that's part of the mentality that you're hitting on. Why, you know, Beto asked the question, is this amazing what we're watching here? I say, people don't trust them yet, right?
I think people do trust them. I listen to the station all day long, and people are high on the fact that they're going to win 108 games, possibly.
No, we know they're going to win over 100 games. I'm just saying you don't trust them in the postseason. That's why this isn't like something historic or amazing that you're watching.
It doesn't mean anything.
Right.
They've been separated from the pack. The win total doesn't mean anything.
They're right there with the other teams that were there last year.
And
same
the team
ones.
3 hours away is also doing it.
Yes.
So who cares?
And Houston.
Exactly.
Andy, I totally agree.
Thanks. Good call.
You want to look at the standings? You want to talk about wins and losses? The column on the far right means a lot more than the column on the left.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. I could see if they were the only team doing this, you'd say, wow, I'm impressed. They're far and away better than
the rest
of baseball.
Yeah, you're doing this, and you...
They're not. They're in the mix with the top teams. All the top teams in the American League are doing this.
If you have a 7-game lead by now and you're that impressive in the way you're playing and the Yankees, you know, they're way in your rearview mirror, it's an amazing year. You're on pace. You're doing what you're supposed to do right now because the other two teams are keeping pace too. Cleveland will be there. They'll find a way to get in.
We started the year and the question was asked of everybody, who do you think will win the American League East? And I said, I believe the Boston Red Sox will win the American League East. So what now? I'm so impressed. Why? For what? Because of the big win total?
Yeah.
I'm impressed with some of the individuals. I'm impressed with J.D. Martinez. I think he's had an impressive year. He has. And I think you sort of gauge it against expectations in the beginning. John in the car, what do you have for us today, John?
Yeah, Zoe, I got a couple of suggestions for you when you're rocking the Tito's and spiked seltzers by the pool this weekend.
Sure.
Summer Breeze by Seals and Croft is a good yacht rock tune for you.
I got that one.
Summer Breeze.
Makes me feel fine.
Blowing
like the jasmine.
There you go. And there you go. And maybe Beach Baby by First Class.
You know that one, Zoe?
Beach Baby.
There you go.
How about this one?
Toto Africa? Yeah, no.
That's a good one. What about...
Sasudio?
Yeah. That's not really a yacht rock, is it?
Wow. No. How about this one?
Yeah, Steal Away. We've played that one.
I know.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I like that.
That's a good
one.
Yacht rock tune. I think Summer Breeze was originally an Isley Brothers song.
Not like this.
I think they may have written it.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's the jam.
We'll wait
right there.
We'll keep that for next one. All Tom, right. Get that one.
All
right. Think about it. Yeah. It must be.
Yeah.
And then I want Arizona winning the whole thing.
I want an ice cream cone. I want a hamburger. I want a hot.
Not the whole thing, just my first round winners. I got 32 of them.
He was calling in to give his bracket.
Like Michigan State.
Yeah. That was our worst call of the year, probably. There were others.
Gonzaga.
It's something about Maine. It really is.
Oh, it's long been a thing.
Yeah.
The phone calls from Maine, you just talk about buckling in.
Yep. Like, what else are they going to do?
Scott Solak, boo you. That's what it is. That's what you got there.
Yeah.
Out of Maine today.
Got me.
Boo!
You're on air Monday, right? After Price Pitches?
No, I'm not.
No,
here.
You're not
I'm
on
here
Monday?
At the end of the week.
Oh, okay. See, neither of us are in on Monday.
What do you expect?
Oh, I expect them to get rocked. Three innings. Won't make it out of third. And it won't be because his hand, because he's just getting hit.
You don't think there's any chance that his
no, this team can hit.
His luck is changing.
No. No, I just think he's been lined up perfectly against four really bad teams. I mean, look what happened in Minnesota. He pitched well, but they still lost, right?
What do you think has been in one of his most meaningful best starts of the year? I know what it is.
Minnesota was a pretty good one.
No.
Yeah, it was.
Minnesota blows. They lost the game. They lost with Sale. They lost with Price.
It's Houston, right?
It was Houston. You're right. Yeah,
of course it's Houston. It's a Saturday night game in Houston.
Right. You're right.
And that was a big spot and a big turnaround for them. That was a four-game series down there.
Yeah.
It was a big turnaround on that Saturday night.
That's right. They split 2-2.
And that was post-vacation.
That's right.
I'm calling it his vacation, by the way.
Right.
Not his injury.
That's right. They split 2-2.
David Price's early May vacation.
And Maz had his panties in a bunch. We said that was a good sign. You and I both said that was good the way they came out of Houston. Because they could have lost 3-1. They ended up splitting 2-2.
Correct.
Yeah. And Maz said, you want to show me something? Go down there.
So you don't think there's any chance we get more of that on Sunday? I'm not ruling it out. He's got the ass.
A spot, though.
He's in his favorite place, which is being miserable.
Sunday night, 1 o'clock, maybe. Sunday night baseball, everyone's watching. I don't think it's a spot.
Do you know why? I think he's going to go out and have a good night.
He ain't made for that.
Because you're off on Monday.
Right. No.
And you'll avoid it. You'll get to skip it. He'll go out, he'll pitch great, and you won't even be here to take your medicine on David Price.
Eat crow. Give me some fried crow.
That's why I think he's going to be terrific.
Okay.
By the way, John Heyman had an opinion on the opt-out possibilities.
Ooh.
In his story on FanCred Sports, he said, David Price seems to be a target for fans in Boston, which I disagree with. He hasn't been a target for the last couple of months. He said, but he's been pitching superbly and living up to his contract.
Huh.
Easy, Heyman. Easy. He says, still can't see him opting out of his $127 million in 4 years.
Nobody with right mental health would, so go ahead. Based on what
that's his opinion. He doesn't see it happening.
Based on what the potential market could be.
Another baseball guy who's tapped in and talks to agents and hears
people talk about and think there's collusion. If they're trying to keep numbers down. Look at J.D. Martinez bitching about the money that he didn't get. Man, come on. What do you think? Price can opt out of that? Get more?
I think it's going to be really hard to see him opting out because he's going to want his money.
Yeah, I'll opt out to make $40 million less. Sure. No, he won't. Even if he just pitches okay. You know, he's been great as of late. Say he has a little bit of a slump. Loses two, but then comes back. I don't know. He's got to be a little bit better in the postseason. And then I think, people will be okay with him staying in, not opting out.
Oh, if you, win when it's important?
A game.
Oh, yeah, that would
just
help.
Just one.
That would help.
Say they lose the ALCS.
$17 million. Yeah, that would be helpful if you would win a game when it's important.
Just find a way to win one game in the first round. LCS.
That's not enough. To say what?
For that guy? That's a start.
See.
Are you kidding me?
But that doesn't mean he's living up to it or everyone's cool with it. If he does that, you'll still say, he's still not worth his money.
Say he's the guy that pitches in a playing game. That would be huge for him. God, I wouldn't want that to happen, though. Talk about crap in your pants.
Oh.
Playing. Come on.
Yeah, I still don't have faith in him in those spots. I do. I am starting to have some faith for him. For the game on Sunday night in New York. Yankees, Red Sox, we're talking about that.
Say it goes the other way, though. What would that do for your faith that you're developing for?
Oh, then it would go right out the window.
There you go.
It'll be eliminated quickly. It'll dissipate quickly.
One single start can swing one way or the other.
Go ahead, Dave. It's all right there in front of you. Yep. You want to mock everybody for saying how much you suck against the Yankees. Well, go out and pitch well against the Yankees. That's coming up Sunday night. LeBron has opted out of his deal, according to Cleveland.com, Cleveland Plain Dealer. LeBron has opted out in Cleveland today. We've got that in the mix. Kawhi Leonard rumors continue to fly. And also, Jameis Winston has negotiated a 3-game suspension with the NFL.
Oh, that's nice. You could do that.
We'll get to that story after these headlines.
I want to be over there drinking a beer with you guys, but I'm not doing that either.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Red Sox over the Angels again last night at Fenway Park, completing the sweep of not only this 3-game set, but also the season series against the team. Alex Cora says, bullpen was good last night.
We did an outstanding job. We got to where we wanted to get. Work did a good job. Joe battled through it in the eighth, and Kimbrel closed it down. But VJ was outstanding. Using his fastball, mixing up his breaking ball. Just Juan Simmons is a good hitter. He took advantage of it, but very pleased with the way we got 16 out of those two guys, so that was good.
Tonight, the Sox begin a weekend set against the Yankees in New York. Eduardo Rodriguez opposes CC Sabathia Also last night, Red Sox made a trade with Toronto for outfielder and first baseman Steve Pierce for a minor leaguer. LeBron James' agent telling the Cavaliers his client will not exercise his $35.6 million option. So LeBron James will become an unrestricted free agent. But what does that mean? According to Brian Windhorst, the decision is favorable to the Lakers' chances, hurts the Rockets' chances, and the Cavs remain firmly in the mix. Headlines are brought to you by South Shore Bank's Rewards Checking. Earn a 2% annual percentage yield on balances up to $25,000. Details at southshorebank.com/rewards. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
So, at the Beatles. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Seven on this Friday.
You don't want to let it ride a little bit?
Come on.
Come on, here it goes. Look how happy this makes so.
What car would you drive if you had? You can only play this song. Right now, go.
Normally, he's in such a foul mood, but this makes him happy.
What car would you drive right now? Say, hey, you're going to play this song, this song only. Go.
What are you doing? Go.
See,
Mazda Miata.
Mazda Miata. Go, you.
Sebring.
Yep, yellow Corvette.
Nice. Good job. Good job.
All right. I would like to drive Jimmy Stewart's Honda.
Sebring. Excellent.
With the Hulk Hogan grips on the steering wheel.
617-779-0985. Jameis Winston is now going to serve a 3-game suspension, no appeal. Didn't we do this story a solid week ago? More than that.
We did, yeah.
10 days ago. Yeah. We laid this all out. Everyone else is late to the story.
So he's not drinking anymore, he said. He's off the liquor. He wants to be a better man, better person in life. Because that's what made him do what he did to
the only Uber commits sexual assault when he's drinking.
Right.
Ah.
Or eating crab legs, right? Or yeah, he's a crab leg guy, too.
Right.
Don't forget about that.
Right. Yeah.
It's just really cool.
Could you imagine having this guy as a quarterback of your team?
You know what I watch?
You got Jameis Winston leading your team. Your team sucks.
You know what I watched the other night?
I love
again?
Ripping these Tampa Bay Bucks. You know why I love it and why I enjoy it? Because last year when we watched Hard Knocks.
I watched it again the other day.
Okay, and I kicked the crap out of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and said, this quarterback is a clown.
What a fraud.
The coach is a clown. They're not going anywhere. We got like two or three Buccaneers fans who came out of the woodwork who were irate about us ripping their team.
Yeah.
So now I do it hoping they come back out again.
Right.
Your team blows. Go watch it again.
Go watch Hard Knocks again. I did it the other night. He's calling people up and there's Ryan Fitzpatrick saying, you know,
clown.
You must be a, like trying to call him out. They're stretching. He's like, you must be a big Muhammad Ali fan. He's like, yeah, what do you mean about that? What do you mean about that? I like Muhammad Ali. He goes, because you use a lot of his stuff in your breakdowns. I mean, when he calls the team up. Because none of it's his own. It's all Muhammad Ali sayings or big important sayings from other people that he takes and he grabs and he makes it his own. He did that at Florida State, too. I always wondered that from day one. How many of those guys in that locker room? We used to have a captain. I told you about the captain.
Yeah.
Give his big fire and brimstone. I'm like, those always guys in the back ring, you know, the outside ring, rolling their eyes like, oh, here we go again. Like, when you do that every single day, the breakdown, you bring everybody up. Come on, get up here. Everybody get in here. Like, Patriots do it after you win. Only after you win.
So the NFL statement says the Uber driver's account is consistent and credible.
Oh.
And that Winston violated the personal conduct policy by touching the driver in an inappropriate and sexual manner without her consent.
I think it's pretty cool that he could negotiate with the league and knock that down to 3 where you only serve 3 for that. But Brady supposedly took air out of a football, you take a PED, and all of a sudden you're getting 4 slapped on you. I mean, it's hell of a league you got there, commish.
Can I stop you on this? Because yeah, I stopped you on this 2 weeks ago.
I know. It's just, I don't know. That's the way I compare it. I know
you don't need to compare it. You don't need to compare it to anything. I want to go to your timeline for a second. Give me a minute. Yeah. Because I saw you, who'd you retweet last night?
Matt Chatham.
Okay, Matt Chatham, former Patriot, who wrote, imagine a league where the penalties for some innocuous substance in your body is non-negotiable, but sexual assault penalties are. I would rephrase the sentence. Do you know what I would put? Instead of tweeting about PEDs and air in the footballs, you know what I would...
What would you,
you know how I would write that if I were Matt Chatham? And I think it would have a far greater impact. Imagine a league where a person admits to sexually assaulting a woman and the league gives him 3 games.
Yep.
Period. Story over. That league exists.
Yep.
Or the NFL is that league.
Or the commissioner that had a tape FedEx him of the Ray Rice
video. No, you're doing it again.
I don't know what
you're doing.
I didn't see anything.
You're doing it again.
I didn't see it.
You're doing it.
Imagine a league where
the player admits to it, because read his statement yesterday.
Right.
His statement reads, first and foremost, I would like to say I'm sorry to the Uber driver for the position I put you in. It is uncharacteristic of me, and I genuinely apologize. Now, he doesn't put, I'm sorry for grabbing you by the crotch in there. He doesn't put that in his statement.
Ah.
But he says, I'm sorry for putting you in the position I put you in, while the league says the account of the Uber driver, that account is credible and consistent, and that he violated the conduct policy by, as they put it, touching the driver inappropriately and in a sexual manner.
Tell you what.
So just imagine a league where that's only worth 3 games.
If I was,
I don't care what all the other penalties are. I don't care about your PED suspensions or your any of the other stuff that you want to bring up.
No, it is a starting quarterback.
How about you just stop it in there?
It's a franchise quarterback. Starting quarterback that they drafted at, you know, top round, top of the round.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, because it's like, you don't want to take one of the stars out of the league. I don't know. If it's a special teams guy, maybe he would have gotten 8 games.
And you know what? And this is what I would add to that. Yeah. Imagine a league that does that when the rest of the world is sort of woken up to this issue.
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't Ben Roethlisberger. This ain't a decade ago. This is in 2018.
Yeah, it's me too. Get
ready. The player basically admits it in a statement. They find the Uber driver credible, and they say, you know what? Let's negotiate 3 games.
He was drunk, though.
You take the 3 games,
really
don't appeal,
drunk.
And whatever we know, we'll keep hush-hush about.
He's really drunk.
That's the NFL.
Forget about that.
That is the NFL. That is the National Football
it's
League.
Not normally Jameis. Jameis was drunk. Okay? So you're not getting, like, game day Jameis.
You know? And if you want to draw it out further, Beetle, and you want to talk about, like, more details.
I think people sound like idiots. I think Patriots fans are going to sound like idiots on this when they start talking about air and footballs. Hey, dummy. He sexually assaulted someone. This has nothing to do about your friggin' air and your football.
He said he's sorry.
You guys,
he's not saying I didn't do it or I didn't put it in my body. I did it. I'm sorry. And I'm not drinking anymore. Because that makes me do that stuff. He's telling you that. Like, right there.
It sounds like you care more about your air and your footballs and you're crying about that, other than the fact that the league allows their players to get away with 3-game suspensions when they commit sexual assault. Yeah. That's a bit of a bigger real-life issue than your PSI. I'm sorry. I hate to break that to you.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
It's like Richardson for the Jets
driving around 110 miles an hour with a bag full of weed, his niece in the back, we got guns and everything, and this one slaps the other, and next thing you know, oh, okay. You only got 2 games.
It's a poorly run league with very little moral compass. They don't have a moral compass is what it comes down to.
Beetle, if you want to, like, take it a step further, you don't have to involve any, you don't have to compare it to any other thing. All I have to do is say, imagine a league where a guy admits to doing something like this.
Yes.
And that same guy was accused of doing something much more horrific in college 6 years ago.
Yes.
In an investigation that was so badly botched that the university ended up paying $1 million to the woman who accused Jameis Winston of raping her.
You mean that coach
that
isn't there
same
anymore.
Guy who should be on the radar, and anything that happens should be a red flag. Imagine a league where that same guy goes and does something like this and admits to it and gets 3 games.
That's totally the guy to go easy on, right? Yeah.
That league exists.
Yeah. Remember, we sat here.
It just happened.
We sat here and actually debated. Who would you rather take, Marcus Mariota or Jameis Winston? How about from a character standpoint now? Going back to what Hardy's talking about. All that stuff you knew on Winston at Florida State. Oh, gee. They've had two head coaches since that. That great program. Oh, that's where he stood up and screamed loud at a lunch table, didn't
because
he?
Because when you start talking
what
and
did you
using...
Bleep, bleep
when you start
line?
Using someone being sexually assaulted as your platform to complain about Tom Brady's 4-game suspension, that's childish.
I just,
grow up.
I just thought it...
Be an adult for 5 minutes.
I didn't even mean it that way. I thought it amusing that he even had the ability to negotiate this down.
That's what everybody's doing.
Yeah.
That's what everybody's doing.
Well, Yeah, Julian's getting suspended for something he didn't even know he took.
So what, like, you'd feel better about Tom Brady's suspension if they really hammered Jameis Winston? Would that make you feel better?
Yeah.
Because that's the opposite of what it makes you feel now, apparently.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
617-779-0985. We can get to your calls on this coming up right after this.
Nice.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe and the Beatle. Zoe and the Beatle. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Miss something?
So what happens now?
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Jameis Winston negotiated a 3-game suspension with the NFL. He will sit out the first 3 games of the year. Jack is in the car. He wants to talk about that. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Hey. So the thing that drives me crazy, and I'm the same age as Jameis, and, you know, in college when he got up on the table and yelled, grab her by the, you know, whatever, right?
Yep.
I kind of gave him the pass in the moment. Like, I thought it was dumb, but I had plenty of friends that were being idiots at the same time. Now I think about it, and I'm like, oh, my God. Imagine a league where...
No. You're missing an incident here, Jack. The incident that Hardy was referring to was the time that he was accused of rape.
No, I know that, too. I know that, but... Even after that, he also had that where he got up on the table and everyone went crazy.
Right.
He shouted the thing there.
Right, yeah. Bleep it by the...
Yeah, yeah, we know. Yeah. What does that have to do with anything?
No, it's just...
It's a pattern of a guy who's completely unaware.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine a league where someone can have 3 strikes on sexual anything and still have a job.
Well, it's still the job. He just has to sit only 3 weeks. 3 weeks, he'll be back. That's the NFL. Phil is in Rhode Island. Hey, Phil.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it, and it's just funny because, I mean, we've seen the red flags kind of raise up in the past with Jameis Winston on little things. Like, I forget, he stole, like, seafood or something from, you know, some store or whatever. Yeah, but, yeah, we'll give him a pass on stuff like that.
Accused of rape, but, just stolen food. Everybody does that.
Yeah, it's not like anybody has done that. But the point is, it's like, you know, in the world we live in now, and just giving him 3 games for a guy that we know has had a past of mishaps, it just and the fact that he even had the ability to negotiate anything, that's absolutely ludicrous. I mean, this league is going downhill. I mean, it's always going to be there. The viewership's there. It's going to be the most popular league in all of, you know, about the 4 majors. Because people just love to watch football, and the shortened season helps. But, I mean, just the fact that you can negotiate something that shouldn't even be, you know what I mean? No one puts the hammer down on any of the players, really. And it's kind of sad. That's how I feel.
I think it is. I think Phil's right.
Yeah.
Ricky in Providence on the same topic. Hey, Ricky.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, doing great.
Yeah, so this thing should be the worst thing to happen to the NFL since the beginning of the NFL. Like,
wow.
As the caller before stated, this guy has a prior. He got away with rape already. You know, where the university has to pay, what, $1 million to the victim or whatever? And you just got away for sexually assaulting an Uber driver. Do you understand that in the court of law, that's called a repeat offender? You go to jail for those types of things.
Hey, imagine the next NFL quarterback that is a first-time offender and sexually assaults a Uber driver. Maybe you only get 2.
Tell you what, Ricky, if you go out and do it today, you're going to jail.
Exactly.
Zoe goes out and does that today, Zoe's probably going to go to jail.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Yes, never exactly. Would do that. We can't just walk around and just grope women, you know. There's laws. And it seems like the NFL picks and chooses who laws apply to. You know what, Jameis? You're a good guy. Yeah, you got away with rape before, and you just groped this female driver, but you admit that you was drunk, and you're not going to do it again, and you're not going to drink ever again. You know what? We're just going to give you 3 games, and you still have a job. Why? Where is the public outcry in these things? You know, how about men with daughters? What if that was your daughter, and she got groped by this guy, by this schmuck, and he gets away with it? He still retains his multi-million dollar job. still has like an image, like it's perfected, but, and yet the average guy that goes out and do something like that gets multiple years in jail and also gets tagged as a sex offender. But yet this clown gets to walk around like, hey, yeah, you know, I'm never going to do it again. Drinking is bad for you.
Ricky, I think we're hearing the public outcry. I think you're part of a public outcry. I don't think the NFL publicly will get off easy for this. Just in the last day since this has come out, the coverage in the last 24 hours has been much more extensive than what it was when this story, again, we talked about it about 2 weeks ago.
It wasn't
official, so we couldn't know for sure that that's what went down. And then yesterday they announced it.
I thought they had new women on advisory boards for all this, for the abuse of women, or battery.
Total fraud.
Who's the guy or the...
Fraud league.
Or the group that's going to press send on the email release saying that, wow, we only gave Jameis, he negotiated 3 games?
Nothing about the NFL sexual league abuse office is real. It's a charade. It's not properly run. There are people in that office that decided on this and think it's a good idea.
Said they think this is
the right thing to do.
They put women in place to prevent this type of stuff from happening so that they could have some more compassion on the other side to help levy stronger fines or suspensions.
Dog and pony show.
Yeah.
None of it's real.
Yeah.
All bull crap.
Yeah. Just
don't take any of what they say at face value. They're completely full of crap.
Yep. But don't forget, they have all those months.
So now
they dedicate all those months.
The other part is, what's their motivation?
For rights and causes.
What's their motivation? You know what I think their motivation might be? That there's more to the story and that it would be bad for him and bad for the league. The worse it is for Winston, the worse it is for the NFL.
Like, you admit what you did because you obviously did something here and everything's lining up. And we're going to hit you with 3, but if you really want to contest this and this stuff comes out, you might get a year.
I mean, you can see where those conversations are going. You can't have that. He's a franchise quarterback, just like you said.
Well, he breaks the team down.
Oh, can't
practice.
Have that.
He breaks the team down every day after practice, so he loves that. He's got his headband on and that, you know, put his rag on, do-rag on backwards. Bring it up. Let's go, everybody up. Come on. And everybody, you know. After about 10 or 15 of these, people are going to stroll in and say, I've had enough. That's where you lose the team. That's when the wrong leader is assuming a leadership role. That's what becomes dangerous for a football team.
Oh, football-wise. I mean,
you do that watching Hard Knocks?
I mean, you're talking about a reckless, irresponsible, violent human being. Violent, not in a football way, in a real life way.
I saw something on Ryan Fitzpatrick since him being the backup. This is going to be like the 10th straight year that
this
he's going to start 2
monster.
Or more games now, guaranteed. That's good for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
And they hit him for 3 games in this league.
Yeah.
When their minimum penalty on the books is 6.
You think he'll break the team down
in
week 4?
If you kind of, you know, talk to them about it a little bit, you can get that down to 3.
Sure.
Just don't appeal. Just don't appeal. Just don't drag it out, okay,
Jameis?
He's going
to be really fired up for week 4. Wait to hear his breakdown speech.
Let's try and wrap this up and bury this as fast as possible, Jameis. What do you say? That's what the league office said to Jameis Winston. And that's why he's now going to serve a 3-game suspension at the start of the year, and he's happy to do so.
No appeal.
Happy to do it. Happy to take the 3 weeks off.
What did Big Ben get knocked down to? It was 6-what? Was it 6-4? Ben Roethlisberger, when he got whacked for that. Didn't he get suspended 6 games for that? And then they knocked it down to 4-2. I'm not sure. Damn it.
Yeah, it feels like there was a reduction of
They did. They
like
went back.
2 games.
Right. Yeah, he didn't go back to Milledgeville there
and
sexually assault anybody for like a 6-month period.
Then he
they said, hey, you've been clean for 6 months. It's like a drug testing program in the NFL.
Yeah,
you haven't done that again for 6 months. We'll knock down the suspension.
A couple months later, he wrecks his motorcycle without a helmet. Yeah, he had a good year that year.
How long ago was that? 10 years ago?
Oh, God, yeah.
That was September of 2010, and it was cut from 6 games to 4 games.
6-4. So he whacked down.
Again, that's not right, and I'm not saying that was right, but then to do that again now, with just the level of awareness of this particular issue and the attention that has been paid to this issue, that you are so just so unaware.
Saddest part is you want to credit
him. Or you just don't give a damn if you're the NFL.
The worst part of it, too, is you're drunk, obviously, and you're doing a smart thing not driving. You're calling Uber, but then you're going to take it to the next step. As good as a decision that you made right there, you're going to compound it with everything you did to sexually assault the woman driving the car.
617-779-0985. We'll get to more of your calls coming up after these headlines. No commercials. We will also hear from Danny Ainge later this hour as well. He spoke a short time ago. I did read that he made a bad joke at one point. We will see if we have that. We'll hear from him coming up in the noontime hour as well.